If I'm going to fall, I don't want to fall back on anything except my faith.
Those times of hopelessness, those times when you look in the mirror and you feel like you're a failure, there's times when you feel like you just want to give up. But I promise you this, somehow, some way, it's going to be okay.
When we live a faith-driven life, I expand my vision of doing things beyond my comfort zone.
See, every time that something really happened to me in my life, I didn't know what was going to happen, and I just had to step out in faith. If I had to see everything before it happened, it never really happened.
I win or I learn, but I never lose. And that allows me to get back up, contextualize it, and keep on trucking.
Where you are is where you're supposed to be. And by moving forward, the strength of your faith will unleash the power of the Creator in your life.
Don't give up. Don't throw in the towel. Don't quit. Stop thinking you're a failure. Stop looking in the mirror and seeing and thinking that you're not enough. You are enough. And I promise you, somehow, some way, everything is going to be okay.
It's having trust and faith, knowing everything is awaiting you on the other side.
While you're sitting around worrying about people believing in you, why don't you focus on believing in yourself?
Find out the reasons that you do what you do. Find out the reasons that will make you walk by faith and not by sight. That will make you pursue your dream when everybody is against you or don't believe in you no more.
If you have persistence in everything you do, you can achieve anything.
Keep the faith and this too shall pass. Keep the faith that you are more than a conqueror. Keep the faith that is greater is he that is in you than he that's in the world. Keep the faith that you have the power to snatch victory from the jaws of defeat.
Are you ready to live your life? Are you ready? Come on, are you ready? To live your dream, to live your life, to live your best life. Are you ready to live your best life?
Welcome to Daily Motivation, where you get motivated and inspired.
Sometimes life's going to hit you in the head with a brick. Don't lose faith.
As long as there's breath in your lungs, there's hope in your heart. Don't you dare quit.
Because we all struggle. No one is immune to it.
Faith don't make it easy. Faith makes it possible.
Life rarely ever goes exactly as planned. Oftentimes, life will take you in a completely different direction to the path you intended to travel. But no matter what happens, have faith. Faith that in the end, not right now, but in the end, it will work out. Faith is believing it will happen. When there are no signs, it will happen. Faith is believing in your dream when no one else does. Faith is sitting in the middle of the storm of your life and still being able to close your eyes and picture the sunny skies. Still being able to feel the better days are coming despite the storm all around you. Now that's faith. Sometimes you need to risk it all for a dream only you can see. Have faith in your dream. No matter what you have to sacrifice to get there, no matter how long it's going to take, I have faith this will work out in the end. Faith is taking the first step. Even when you can't see the whole path, trust it. The rest of the path will reveal itself in time if you keep moving forward. Faith is stepping out there and having a crack when the conditions aren't perfect. If you wait for the conditions to be perfect to go after the things you want, you might be waiting forever.
Einstein once said, "Only those who can see the invisible can achieve the impossible." You must have faith. What you are picturing in your mind will come to life.
You must have faith the struggle will pass. You must have faith your time will come. Because when you believe in yourself, you are unstoppable. There is no greater asset than faith and belief in yourself. Let your faith be bigger than your fear. Have faith, success will be near. Remember, it may not happen immediately, but just know that in time, it absolutely will happen. Long term, it's yours. Just keep believing and never lose faith.
Faith is believing it will happen when there are no signs that it will happen. Faith is believing in your dream when no one else does. It is believing in yourself when no one else does. Because sometimes you may need to risk it all for a dream only you can see.
It does not matter where you are right now or who you have been. If you have faith and a relentless desire to succeed, you can really achieve anything in this world. Have faith. You will be great. And go get it.
Life. How beautiful it is. How amazing it is to be able to rise up in the morning and have that sun shine on your face rather than on your grave. What makes life so unique and so beautiful? It is beautiful because whatever you have that you may be facing, what you may be dealing with, life is still good. Life has so many moving parts, but life is always good. Every day is a new day and another opportunity that others may not have. This life that you have been given, this life that you are temporarily holding on to, this life that has been just given to you for only temporary reasons, has more meaning than you can ever imagine. So many people in the world take life for granted instead of realizing that you have to take the opportunity to live it the best way you know how. Now on this journey of life, you're going to face a significant amount of circumstances, a significant amount of challenges. You're going to fall into areas that you cannot understand, and maybe it's not in a position for you to understand at that moment. When you start to feel that you are in a position that you don't love your life, then shame on you, because your life is a beautiful thing and no one deserves to ruin it. No one deserves to control it. No one deserves to steal your joy. Your life is your life and you have the right to live it the best way you can. You must discipline yourself and take full control and responsibility for the outcome or whatever it is that you are seeking at this moment.
Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Hey there, fellow listeners. If you're passionate about fitness and wellness, then you're in for a treat with our latest ebook, The Ultimate Female Body Fitness Guide. Click the link in the episode description to grab your copy now at an exclusive 50% off discount. This comprehensive resource is designed specifically for women aiming to conquer their fitness goals. From strength training to cardio, flexibility, nutrition, and mindset, we've got you covered. Inside, you'll find expertly crafted workout routines, personalized meal plans, motivation tips, and strategies tailored to help you reach your fitness dreams. We also tackle common challenges women encounter on their fitness journeys, offering advice on balancing exercise with life's demands and breaking free from societal norms. Don't miss out on this incredible deal of 50% off. Get your ebook now before it's too late.
There are going to be so many different things that you will embark on. There are going to be so many different things that's going to try to slow you down. There are going to be so many different challenges that you must face. But instead of running away from the challenge, run towards the challenge. Be able to understand that life has meaning. It has reason. And all of these things that you may be thinking that is so hard on you, just remember, sometimes you're gonna have to go through these changes, these circumstances that puts you in a position to make you feel that you're not worthy anymore. But make no mistake, you are worthy. You were created for something. You wasn't created for nothing. Life has a gift of giving, a gift of receiving. And whether if it's good or bad, you got to make sure you understand that these circumstances and these challenges has to happen in your life. You will come to a point that you may feel that you are in a hopeless situation. You may come to a point in your life where you are at the end of a rope and the only thing left to do is to climb up, because you only can do so much for so long. But make sure you're doing much more instead of doing less. Stop stressing about the things that you cannot control and start focusing on the things that you have control of. Take control of your life. Take control of the opportunities. Believe in yourself and know that it is not over for you. So many people out there in this world right now will try to tell you not to be something that you feel in your heart that you want to be. So many people out there right now are miserable, and they'll try their best to take you with them. Do not let misery control the life that you have. Do not let anyone tell you how to live it. Do not let anyone validate your purpose. Do not let anyone validate your destiny. Someone told you a long time ago that you wasn't worthy. Someone looked you in the eye and said you wasn't going to make it. I say to you right now that you will make it. I say to you right now that you must make it. I say to you right now that you must tell excuses, fear, and doubt that it has no place in your place of business. For this is your life that you are fighting for. This is your life that you are living for. And make no mistake, no one is gonna do you better than you. Don't wait for something to happen. You make it happen. You make it happen for a reason. And take full responsibility and control of this thing we call life.
As Helen Keller said, optimism is the faith that leads to achievement. Nothing can be done without hope and confidence. And that's the trick. It really is faith. It really is doing something even though you have nothing in the world telling you that it's real. It's something that you have to choose to believe in. It's something that is going to allow you to do incredible things simply because you believe that you can do them. But if you don't start with that optimistic belief, if you don't start by burning into yourself, by reinforcing over and over and over in your mind that things can and will work out, that your efforts are going to be rewarded, to believe to the core of your being that the harder you work, the more you're going to learn. The more you learn, the more you'll be able to do. The more you'll be able to do, the more you'll be able to manifest your dreams. But you have to start with that faith that that's real. Because it would be just as easy to look at the world and say that pessimism is the only thing that makes sense. It would be just as easy to look into the world and see only the negative things. But once you understand that you can choose to have faith that things are going to work, that you can believe in something long before you have the evidence for it, and you can believe in it because you know that's how the mind works, that we lead with belief. That's where humans generate their power. They don't generate it from seeing some evidence of something in the world. We generate our power by first believing that our efforts will be rewarded. You have to put that at the center of your being. And as Wayne Dyer said, be miserable or motivate yourself. Whatever has to be done is always your choice. So if you want to do something, recognize there's no obstacle holding you back other than what you choose to believe. And if you want to be miserable, it's going to be there for you. And if you want to be empowered, it's there for you. If you want strength, it is there for you. It's a decision. It's something that you decide to believe in, that you can get strong. And that ultimately is the ultimate strength, to believe that you can get better, to believe that you can become whatever you want to become. So choose optimism right now. Choose to let it fill you. Choose to feel it, to sit in that sensation that anything you set your mind to is possible. When you allow yourself to embody that, to believe it, no matter what anybody tells you, no matter how many people tell you that you're stupid, you're a failure, that you're never going to do anything, that you are going to believe in yourself. If you can do that, if you can choose that optimism, you can go anywhere because you realize everything you needed was in you all along. It was simply choosing to believe you could execute against it. So have that faith. Go out and do it. As Ralph Waldo Emerson said, shallow people believe in luck and in circumstance. Strong people believe in cause and effect. That's the simplest change that you could make in your life, to choose to believe that everything is a result of choices that you make. And it is a choice. You can choose to believe in luck. You can choose to believe that you don't have control, that you don't have agency, that the world is happening to you. Or you can choose to recognize.
Mr. Monopoly here. Monopoly is back at McDonald's. Register in the McDonald's app so you're ready to
get your bag.
Two ways to peel for a chance to
get your bag.
Physical peels with select items and digital peels with others to
get your bag.
Play Monopoly at McDonald's.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
No purchase necessary. See rules at playatmcd.com for full details and amoe.playatmcd.com to play without purchase. Ends November 23rd, but bonus play ends November 2nd. Monopoly is a registered trademark of Hasbro. Copyright McDonald's.
That cause and effect exists. That if you want to get better at something, you need to put in the work. That if you want to get stronger, you need to lift heavier weights. That you can either ask for stronger shoulders to carry a bigger load, or you can ask for a lighter load. The choice is yours. But at the end of the day, if you want those strong shoulders, they're yours to build. You've got to make those choices. You've got to understand the cause and effect. You've got to understand that your life right now is the exact reflection of your choices. Your life, the good, the bad, the ugly, the hateful, the painful, the joyful, the beautiful, everything in your life is a reflection of you. It's a reflection of the things you've decided to do. It's a reflection of the things you've decided not to do. It's the story you tell yourself about yourself, what you believe is capable. All of those things, they're the choices that you're making every day, and at any time you can choose to make a different choice. And as Bruce Lee said, if you always put limits on everything you do, physical or anything else, it will spread into your work and into your life. There are no limits. There are only plateaus, and you must not stay there. You must go beyond them. Even in the statement, you can see him making the choice about what to believe by saying that there are no limits, by taking something that other people perceive as a limit, as something that's stopping him, and saying that's not, it's a plateau, it's something that I can push through. And you see what he holds himself accountable to. It's not okay to stay at a plateau. It's okay to have one. Everybody has them. They happen. It's a natural part of the course of getting better, but it is not okay to stay there. And that is a choice. That's not something anyone can hand you. It's something you have to believe to the core of your soul that it is not okay
to stay in a plateau, and it's that that's going to push you through. It's that that's going to make you get up and keep going. But first, you have to recognize that life is cause and effect. You have to recognize that that choice is a knock-on effect. You have to recognize that him merely saying those words out loud have a cause and effect. They change the course of his life, the expectations that other people have of him, expectations that he has of himself. And because he understands that he can control the outside world by first controlling what's inside, by changing his belief system to match what he wants to accomplish, he's then able to accomplish. What he did in his life had nothing to do with luck. It had everything to do with the demands that he made on himself. It had to do with when he got in a motorcycle accident and people told him he would never walk again. Not only did he walk again, all of the major accomplishments that we think about of being that man, they all came after. They came after he was told he was never going to walk. It came after he was told that he was never going to be able to do martial arts. But he did it. He did the grueling work of getting better. He understood cause and effect. He understood that if he chose to believe that he could never do it, that he'd never be able to do it. But that if he chose to believe that by working out he could get stronger and get better and get back to it, that he could. And that's what he did. So now ask yourself, is your life dictated by luck or cause and effect? Are you in control or is it somebody else? Is someone else in control or is it you? And if it's you, go build the life that you want, because there's nothing stopping you but you. Everyone takes the limits of their own vision for the limits of the world. Arthur Schopenhauer. There is all around you right now the reflections of your world belief. They're so ever-present that you don't even see them. All the assumption that you've made about the world, the things that are possible, what you're capable of, who you are, the very definition of what it means to be alive, all of it is completely invisible. And you're mistaking what you have for what could be. And once you break free of that, once you understand that right now you're a moment in time and that you have latent potential, and that latent potential can be expressed in the form of skills, that you can get good at things, that you can develop yourself in any direction, that brain plasticity alone is one of the greatest weapons that you're not using. But you have to move beyond what you can perceive today. You have to begin to look beyond that and see that which doesn't yet exist. And you have to remember that many of the things that are holding you down are rules that you don't even realize are rules. And as General Douglas MacArthur said, you're remembered for the rules you break. And right now, you're following rules that you don't even realize exist. And some of those rules are simply what is okay to dream. But I'm here to tell you, the power is in recognizing that you can do it. The power is in having the arrogance of belief. The power is in understanding that you, yes, you are going to be capable of something simply because you are willing to believe in yourself. And that's the thing, it's a willingness to believe in yourself. No one's gonna give it to you. Even the people that love you, they're not gonna give you that. They are incapable of giving it to you. People cannot see past their limitations and they take them for truth. People actually believe the things that have stopped them will forever not only stop them, but they will stop other people. How can they hope to give you anything but limitation? So if you know that, if you know that even the people that love you, what they're handing you is limitation with the best of fucking intentions, with all the love in the world, how are you going to break out of that? How are you going to break past those rules? How are you going to fight the anxiety that inevitably comes your way when you think about going against the grain? But my friends, until you can do that, you can never get beyond the bullshit that limits you. If people said gravity is what it is, we never would have reached escape velocity. And yet, as a species, we have been able to hurl a rocket into space, get it outside of gravity, take us to other planets. That is real only because somebody said, I refuse to be held down by the most obvious rule that we have, the one that everybody says is beyond reproach, and that is gravity. But even gravity will break under the weight of a superior will. So recognize, as Epictetus said, if you want to improve, be content to be thought foolish and stupid. Can you be content to be thought foolish and stupid? Or do you allow yourself to be caged, to be hemmed in by what other people think? And look, I get it. I understand the sting of contempt. I understand how much it sucks when someone you respect doesn't respect you. But you cannot be anything more than their captive if you think about what they think about you. If you let yourself be defined by what other people perceive of as you, then you will forever be limited by what they give you permission to do. And I don't know about you, but when I was a kid, I said, when I'm an adult, I will never be told what to do again. I will never be held back by somebody else. I will define myself. I will figure out what I need to do and I will do it. And at the end of the day, that is it. My goals drive my behavior. I am not held back by what other people think about me, no matter how intoxicating it is to be loved. You have to decide what you want more. Do you want to be you or do you want to be someone else's reflection of you?
Thanks for listening. Kindly support the movement of this podcast by supporting us or subscribing to our premium content for more exclusive stuff. When you do so, you also get a shout out in our next episode. Thank you.